Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Scout Smith. We have been off the air for quite a while, and I just wanted to sit. I wanted to come back on and kind of give everybody a idea of what's going on with Down South and Dirty. We're still here. We're still ready to give out good information, but we're going to be changing some things. Derek and Christy are still going to be here. Christy is off writing a book, which we are all anticipating is publishing. And we just got a lot of things that we want to do. One of the things we want to do is, when we first started Down South and Dirty, it was about politics and this, that, and the other, about politics exclusively. And then we kind of got into relationships, and then we was all over the place with different types of information coming out. And the one thing that we did realize is that was a good thing, because more people started listening, more people started interacting with the show. So what we wanted to turn Down South and Dirty to is more of a lifestyle show. We're still going to talk politics. We're still going to talk lifestyle. But we're going to add some other things in there. We're going to start talking about the things that we see people care about out there in the world, but at the same time putting our own unique spin to it, because the mass media has its own storyline. Everybody's leading its agenda. And independent media is supposed to be about different thought patterns, different ways of viewing things, different angles. And I want to be able to talk on this show about politics from a different angle. I don't want to be the regurgitating talking head. I want to be able to talk about lifestyle issues, whether it is relationships, sexual orientation, religion, whatever that is. I want to be able to talk about that from unique perspectives, not just spouting out what you're hearing everywhere else. I want to be able to talk about pop culture and how it affects us and how fun it is. I know a lot of people sit out there and got favorite TV shows, and there's always stuff going on about that. I want to be able to sit down and have conversations about Scandal, Empire, House of Cards, Game of Thrones. I want to be able to have those conversations because there are underlying tones to those different shows to give people just to give them information. And I want to spend time dissecting some of that. So in the next coming weeks and months, Down South and Dirty is coming back. We're still going to be on Sundays. We're going to be trying to do some new things. Each show will not be about a specific topic per se. There will be segments. And you may hear it from me in one particular segment. It may be one of the other co-hosts in another segment. I've been working on, since we was last on the air, I've been working on a lot of the technical issues that a lot of you saw beforehand. So we're going to be working on a lot of different things to bring out our intentions of being independent. Also, Down South and Dirty is a part of a larger vision. That larger vision is independent media all across the spectrum. And one of the things that happened toward the end of the last incarnation of the show was I was, as the head of the entity that actually runs the show, which is called Cloud Pisces Media, Down South and Dirty is actually a complete radio network now. Down South and Dirty Radio, primarily internet-based. Hopefully one day we'll be able to go live on the air and you can hear us on regular airwaves. That's in the future. But we have bandwidth that we're able to use during the week, time during the week that we're not using. And we're looking for fun and innovative ways to use that bandwidth to bring information, independent information, to the people. We're looking at talking about issues that are not being talked about. We're looking at talking about issues and things that are being talked about, but in new ways. I know me and Derek have sat down for a long time, and we've talked about men's issues and there being a forum for that, because I know it's not a popular thing to sit there and think about, but, you know, men feel like we're getting left behind. We talk about empowering the sisters, empowering our women. A lot of us men, and I'm one of them included, feel like sometimes we get left behind. And we want to talk about those issues because we are, men are human. We're not some evil subspecies that sometimes we get brought out to be. And those issues are real, and we need to talk about them. We also need to help continue to empower our sisters and make sure that they are seen in a positive light. And we also need to make sure that we're looking at issues that deal with cross-cultural and multicultural issues, because we do not live in silos. Most people who know me know that I'm a progressive, that I'm active in politics, and our shows will have a progressive slant to them. Let there be no doubt. However, I do believe in allowing and permitting and giving a voice to those who disagree with our point of view. And we want, because we believe that in America there needs to be some civil discourse about some issues. We need to talk about, you know, how do we see each other in this country? What are the differences between African Americans, white Americans, Native Americans, Latinos? There's differences, but those differences make us unique and also make our country stronger and greater, because we don't always come from a thing or from a specific cultural angle. There are just so many things that we want to do. We want to be able to tell stories that are going to jog your mind, allow you to become more of an aware person, to allow conversations to take place around your water cooler at work, at your desk, on social media. We want to tell your stories. We want you to be able to call in to Down South and Dirty. We want you to be able to be heard. We want you to be able to watch some of the other, to watch some of the things that we're going to be doing coming up on YouTube. There will be some live stuff coming up. Then also, we're going to talk about sports, because we don't sometimes realize how all of these things combine together to make the human experience, and that's what we want to talk about. And we want to talk about it from our unique experience here at Down South and Dirty, being that our team is African-American and we are from different backgrounds across the country, but we all have one thing in common, and that is the South. And we want to bring it from our unique perspective at that, from that point. There are so many, many things that we can get into as a radio media entity. And in the coming weeks, I want to be able to investigate those things. Our new Facebook page will be up and running here in the next day or so. I want you to go there. I want you to like it. And I want you to put ideas of things you want to talk about, because we want to tell your stories, not just our stories, but we want to tell your stories also. So I want this to be an interactive situation. We're going to find ways that you can interact with us other than phone calls. We want you to be able to live chat with us. We want you to be able to Twitter us or to tweet us or to send us a Facebook message. We want to be able to do, hopefully in the future, when we got the bandwidth to be able to handle it all, we want to be able to do Google Hangouts and just be able to, and be able to see some of you. We actually probably sooner or later want to simulcast this thing so that you can see us and listen to us at the same time. That way you can get the most you can out of this experience. It is my dream and my vision to have a unique media experience for the people of the United States of America, of the world, but particularly those are here in the South. I want them to be able to hear perspectives from outside our region, inside of our region, and things that are crossing our region. Because whether or not we want to believe it, there is a uniqueness that is to the South that is different than anywhere else in America. Some of those differences are wonderful and good, but some of them are bad. And are showing to the deepest, dark recesses of the human condition. And we need to be able to tell those stories. We want to be able to tell those stories in a serious way. We want to be able to tell those stories in a funny way. We want to be able to tell those stories. And I'm so glad to have people like Christy Harvey and Derek Gibbs on my team and many others that are coming on board to be able to help out. They bring such great talent to this endeavor. And I seriously, seriously would not have been able to take it as far as I have without them. And they will be back next week. Christy, like I said, we don't know if she's going to be back next week, but she's writing her book, and we're going to give her time to do that. And because when we know when she comes back, she's going to have a whole lot to say. And we also are going to, but I know Derek is ready and running to go with me. And we're going to be building this team. There's going to be other people involved that we want you all to be involved. Everybody who has been listening to Down South and Dirty, those of you who've been coming back listening to shows, we've been watching that every week somebody goes down and downloads one of our shows, and they listen it. And they continue to go back and listen and sharing it, and we're grateful for that. So we're not going to hold long today, but we just wanted to come back and let everybody know that Down South and Dirty is still alive. Down South and Dirty is still committed to telling your stories, telling the stories from a unique point of view. And so next week, be prepared to listen to a full episode of Down South and Dirty. Here on Blog Talk Radio at 1:30, and with that being, and be out listening for, you know, we're going to be trying some new things with theme music. There's going to be a whole lot of things going on. We're actually even looking at promoting businesses. So if you're out there and you need advertising, we want you to come out there and do it, because it takes money to run Down South and Dirty. And we want to be able to tell those stories, and that's going to be a part of it, being able to bring in good ad material that's going to be able to promote good businesses that are providing services and products for the community. And we just want to be able to take care of all those different things. So with that being said, this is Down South and Dirty. This is Scott Smith, and we'll be seeing you again next Sunday.